sing a different kind of a song. This I learned from a woman in Brooklyn, New York. She was a cook. And it was late one night after the dinner dishes were cleared off the table, she and I and the rest of the weavers were sitting around that table swapping songs. We sang mostly old gospel songs, things like Farther Along, We'll Know All About It, By and By, When the Morning Comes. Some old ones. She had a very low voice. You know, the way some older women do, it seemed almost like a bass voice. She had just a husky, low voice. And so when she started off singing this, it was too low for us to sing the melody with her. We started singing harmony. So ever since that, I've sung it low too. There she sat with her elbows on the table, the same table she'd set so many times and cleaned off so many times. Georgia. like I said before, an old song takes on new meaning when you learn more about life. A lot of songs that have been actually used to help improve conditions. I told you about the farmers that I sang for back in 1939. It was a song we sang then, but actually it's a much older one. When the farmer comes to town with his wagon broken down, oh, the farmer is the man that feeds them all. If you'll only look and see, I think you will agree that the farmer is the man that feeds them all. The farmer is the man, the farmer is the man, lives on credit till the fall. And his pants are wearing thin, his condition it's a sin, he's forgot that he's the man that feeds them all. The song was made up back in the 1880s when the Grange movement was started and the Farmers' Alliance. Oh, the preacher and the cook, they go strolling by the brook, but the farmer is the man that feeds them all. It would put them to the test if the farmer took a rest, then they'd know that he's the one that feeds them all. Oh, the farmer is the man, the farmer is the man, lives on credit till the fall. With the interest rate so high, it's a wonder he don't die, 'cause the mortgage man's the one that gets it all. That was long ago when that song was written. Here's a more recent one. More recent. It was 30 years ago this song was put together. Down south, the tenant farmers tried to do something to better their conditions back in the 1930s. There was a man named John Hancock, a Negro farmer of Arkansas, and he came to Washington, D.C., and he sang some songs for us down there. He'd made them up. He had one song that said, "Landlord, what in the hell is the matter with you? What has your labor ever done to you? Upon their backs you ride, don't you think your labor never get tired?" And he had another one, "The planter lives on the sweat of the sharecropper's brow." Just how the sharecropper lives, the planter cares not how. Well, John Hancock was the one who, along with some others, got this song started. You've heard it a lot since then, but this is where it got started from. It took over an old hymn. They just changed it slightly, put slightly different words to it. Oh, wait a moment. Gotta put this down lower gear. Thank you. everybody make up their own harmony. Low voices and high, you don't have to sing just the same part everybody else does. If you hear too many people singing high, you sing low. Vice versa. Here we go. Here asks I sing the song of the deportees. It was a song written by Woody Guthrie, a little fellow many of you have heard about. I don't know if you ever heard him sing. Had curly hair and he didn't shave too often. He was kind of sloppy about his dress. But what he cared most about in the world was writing rhymes and verses, songs and poems. And everywhere he went in this country, even if he didn't have a dime in his pocket, he could make up songs and make friends with people. He wrote this song about something that happened around 1946, I think it was. The newspaper reported that an airplane had crashed down near the Mexican border. The newspaper didn't say the names of the people who were killed. Simply said they're deportees, Mexican migrant laborers being sent back to Mexico. And didn't even think they were important enough to list their names. So Woody wrote a song for them, and maybe for all the nameless people in the world. Wait a minute. Are all in and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piled in their creosote dumps. We are flying them back to the Mexico border to pay all their money to wade back again. Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye. Adios, mi amigo, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportees. died in your hills and we died in your valleys. We died in your deserts, we died in your plains. We died 'neath your trees and we died in your bushes. Both sides of this river, we died just the same. Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportees. Wasted in this valley, but our work contract's through and we have to move on. 600 miles to that Mexico border, they chase us like outlaws, they chase us like thieves. Goodbye to my Juan, that means John in Spanish. Goodbye, Rosalita, I suppose that means little Rose. Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus, that means Jesus, that's Jesus is the way they pronounce it. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus and Maria. Adios, mis amigos, Jesús and María. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportees. Is this the best way we can grow our big orchard? Is this the best way we can grow our good fruit? To fall like dry leaves and rot on my topsoil and be called by no name except deportee. Guthrie, who wrote that song, everywhere he traveled, though, he could look around him and see good things, too. And maybe his most famous song is one that I think everybody here knows. If you don't know it,
this land was made for you and me.
Came from Africa. Just a little lullaby. But years ago, I was singing it to my children. They say, what does it mean? And I didn't know, so I had to make them some kind of a story about it. And years after I put the story together, I realized it was a kind of an allegory on the power of music. You know, it's true. Music is very powerful. If you take some of these songs that you've sung today and you sing them around the world, you'd be surprised. Can move people's hearts and move mountains too, for all you know. Once upon a time, there was a little boy. He played the ukulele. He'd go around town, clink, 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 making a racket. Of course, the grown-ups, they'd be busy. They'd get that thing out of here. Kick him out of the house. Not only that, the boy's father would get in trouble. The boy's father was a magician. He had a magic wand. He'd go zoop, zoop, make things disappear. Well, the father, though, was an awful practical joker. He'd come up to someone doing some hard job of work, maybe sawing a log of wood. Up comes the father's little magic wand, zip, the saw disappears. He'd come up to someone just about to drink a nice cold glass of something, zip, the glass disappears. He'd come to someone just about to sit down after a hard day's work, zip, no chair. Well, people got tired of this. They said to the father, you get out of here too, take your magic wand and your practical jokes, and your son just get. And the boy and his father, they ostracized them. Which means it made him live on the edge of town. Now in this town they used to tell stories. The old people used to tell stories about the monsters and giants that lived in the old days. They used to tell a story about a giant called Abby Yo-Yo. They said he was as tall as a house and could eat little children up. Of course, nobody believed him, but they told the stories anyway. one day, the sun rose blood red over the hill. The first people got up and looked out the window. They saw a great big shadow coming over the hill. Stomping, they could hear the feel the whole ground shake. Women screamed. Strong men fainted. They said, run for your lives! Abby Yo-Yo is coming! Came to the sheep pasture. He grabs a whole sheep, eats it down in one bite. Comes to the cow pasture, grabs the whole cow. Then yells, grab your most precious possessions and run, run. Just then the boy and his father woke up. I think they'd been up late the night before at a party or something. The boy rubs his eyes and says, hey, Pa, what's coming over the field? His father says, oh, son, it's Abby Yo-Yo. Oh, if only I could get him to lie down, I could make him disappear. Well, the boy says, come with me, father. And he grabs his father by one hand, and the father gets the magic wand, and the boy gets the ukulele, and they run across the field, right up to where Abby Yo-Yo was. People yell, don't go near him! He'll eat you alive! There was Abby Yo-Yo. He's got long fingernails. But he never cut them.
Slobbery teeth. Because he never brushed them. Matted hair. He didn't comb it. Stinking feet. He raised up with his big claws, and he was just about to come down when the boy whips out his ukulele. Yo-yo, 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 yo-yo. And you know, the giant had never heard a song about himself before. And a foolish grin spread over his face. And the giant started to dance. The boy went past him. He got out of breath. He fell down flat on the ground. Goes the father, and Abby Yo-Yo disappeared. People screamed out of their houses. They ran across the fields. They said, "Why, he's gone." And they lifted the boy and his father up on their shoulders. They say, "Come back to town. Bring your damn ukulele. We don't care anymore." And they all sang, "Abby Yo-Yo, Abby Yo-Yo, Abby Yo-Yo." Thank you. Like a lot of grown-ups, I tend to get discouraged occasionally, and when I think of Camp Woodland, it wipes all my discouragement right away, just like an eraser writing something off the blackboard. And so let me thank you and applaud you, and I'll see you all again sometime.
Move the recorder over. What?
Too good a thought. Another time.
I love that.
I'm surprised none of you are getting shocks from those things. Do you ever?
No.
Not really.
What? Sometimes. Yeah. Not right now.
What?
What's that?
Well, I see you sometime, I must. Don't I know your mother? What's your mother's name?
I don't think you know.
I have a feeling, is it only here at Woodland that I meet you? Once a year at Woodland? I thought I'd met you in the city someplace. Oh, I know where I met you in the city, at the Woodland reunion, that's it. Did you come there?
Yeah.
That must be where it was.
What month?
Sometime in the winter. January, February? Maybe.
Pete, I saw you at Carnegie Hall, and I have the record. I'm familiar
with it. I love it. Our counselor is from Cuba, and he'd like to sing a song for you, a Cuban song.
Oh, I'd like to meet you.
Hector! Hector!
Near the marshals. Oh, my God. I'm up there, Carrie, just swinging around with it. Bob!
Hector!
Yeah, carry it up.
Oh, my
God. All the way, come on. Up here. Come on, please, move.
Look.
We almost dragged you
over. You want to try it?
Come on. Hey, give him some room.
Hold it.
He
doesn't have any room.
De donde crece de la palma y antes de morir me quiero echar mis versos de la Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera. Mi verso es de un verde claro y de un carmín encendido. Mi verso es de un verde claro y de un carmín encendido. Mi verso es de un ciervo herido que busca en el monte amparo. Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera. With the poor man of the air, I'm throwing my destiny. With the poor man of the earth, I'm throwing my destiny. The gentle stream of the mountain pleases me more than the sea. Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera.
Oh, that's wonderful. What do the words mean? What do the words mean in English?
Well, Guantanamera is like a song from Guantanamo. It's a place.
Place.
Yeah. It's in Guajira. From the peasants.
Oh, from the peasants. Place of Guantanamo.
The peasants.
And what do the rest of the words mean?
Our verses from José Martí. It's called Versos Sencillos, Simple Verses, written by José Martí a little before he died fighting in the Independence War in Cuba.
That was 60 years ago, 70 years
About
ago.
70 years.
Mm-hmm. Is that when the song was made up?
No, the song is, the melody is very old. Oh. It's anonymous.
An old melody.
And it's sung with different verses.
Oh, I see. Could you tell me what some of these verses mean now?
Well, the first we sung was a translation from the one I sang in Spanish.
Say it once again, though, because I'd love to learn
with
that.
The poor man of the earth, I'm throwing my destiny. And the gentle stream of the mountain pleases me more than the sea.
That's beautiful. You don't know who wrote it or anything?
Martí.
Oh,
Martí.
Oh, I see. Martí wrote it.
And we made the translation into English.
I see. Gee, it's a beautiful song. And it's the kind which a lot of people up here could sing because it has a chorus which is not too difficult. I'd love to learn it. But how am I going to get the words?
Have you written
the tape? Could you send me a copy of the tape?
It's the poor men of the earth, I'm trusting my destiny. And the gentle stream of the mountain pleases me more than the sun.
And I can write down in Spanish besides, and the other verses, and several more.
Could you do
Spanish.
That?
Could you sing the other song?
It's not just for me, but I'd like to print it in Sing Out magazine for people who are across the country.
Yay.
You know, the father of one of the campers, two of the campers here, publishes this magazine. It goes to several thousand people across the country and also other countries. So the people like us who would like to learn these songs can get it there. It's not in the music stores, you know, but you subscribe to it. And so if you could send it to me, I can get the tune off of the tape, but the words I would need help.
I think the melody you want with.
If you could write out the words, because I don't know Spanish myself, and I might not get all the words right off the tape, but I can get the tune. You don't need to write out the tune if you send me the tape recording.
That's one of the oldest, really authentic, folk music, Oriente.
Yes, tell about the song. That would be important to know, because I'm not sure. I knew that Marti lived somewhere around 1890, but I wasn't sure. And where he lived, I don't know whether he lived all over Cuba or just in one part. I'm just another ignorant Yankee.
Well, those were the verses he wrote. He wrote a lot of poetry, but the last hymn, the last poetry he wrote was those verses called Versos Sencillos.
They're very well known.
It's wonderful. And it's an old, old tune, is that it?
The tune is very, very old. Nobody knows.
Hector,
sing the other song. Could you
sing
the
other
song?
Yes.
Okay,
Viva Cuba.
Oh,
you already know it,
huh? You sing it.
Good. Que viva Cuba, viva Fidel. Que viva Cuba, viva Fidel. Y todos los que lucharon junto con él. Y todos los que lucharon junto con él. Que viva Cuba, viva Fidel. Que viva Cuba, viva Fidel. Y todos los que lucharon junto con él. Y todos los que lucharon junto con él. Que viva Fidel. Viva los barbudos. Viva Cuba libre. Viva el 26. Que viva Fidel. Viva los barbudos. Viva Cuba libre. Viva el 26.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think I have seen the words of that in a little songbook someone sent me from Cuba.
That's very popular.
It's wonderful.
That's a new song from the Fighting the Mountain.
Well, you be sure to send that to me.
All right, just speak in New York.
Yeah.
I'll get it from them.
Yeah.
Can you turn this? I can't.
Oh,
I'll do my best. How come you have pennies on your guitar?
The old pegs broke. The plastic broke, and I had to put something on there. I don't know what stuck there, but something is. Shouldn't turn that hard. Thanks.
Very much.
Oh, we're gonna go have
you can eat with us.
Lunch.
Please.
Please.